Welcome everybody, Shir number 1212. We're learning today Lil Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Barnzi, so Lil Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. We should all have a mind in the schus of our learning of Shabbos. Klal Yisrael should be protected, the soldiers and everybody in Eretz Yisrael and all around the world. Getting back to our malach of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so what about somebody has a band-aid? A bandage that's stuck on, and it's, let's say, on their arm or in a place where a person has regular hairs. The question is now, person pulls it off, the hairs will come off, with the band-aid or with the bandage, whatever the case is. It's not like, if it's on the finger and a place on the finger that does not have hairs, okay, so that's one thing. It could be, that's a different issue of possibly, chorea, whereby the band-aid is stuck one on top of another. So that's a little bit of a different issue. We're not going to get into that right now, but, definitely if a band-aid, to start off with, if a band-aid is on, let's say, a part of the body whereby there's no hair, part of the finger possibly, or, the palm, or something, somewhere where there is no hair, and it's not stuck to itself. In other words, when the band-aid is stuck to itself, then that is running into a little bit of a problem, but it's not stuck to itself, so just pulling it off is not a problem. You're not detaching the band-aid. To take off a band-aid from a person's body is not a problem. When you're detaching it from when it's stuck together, could be running into a problem. And the other problem is if it's stuck onto a body, if the bandage or band-aid is stuck onto a part of the body that has hairs, now when you pull it off, right, automatically the hairs get pulled out with it. So one has to be careful. So well, let's see what the halacha is in reference to that. So tells us the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in the new edition, he says in Perek Lamed Hey, Ois lamed that a band-aid or bandage, any type of a bandage, again, a sticky, something sticky, whereby it'll be pulling out hairs. Now, if it's just like a gauze pad or something, if it's just like a ace bandage, let's say something along those lines, so you're not pulling out hairs, there's nothing sticky, that's not a problem. The problem is when it's stuck on and it's a hairy area and then hairs will be pulled out. So he says again in ois perek lamed, hey, ois lamed, a band-aid or bandage that's stuck on to the part of the body that has hairs, one should be toiv shaloi lahasira. One should be careful not to remove it. Why? Because of the fact that when you remove it, automatically, inevitably, it's going to be pulling out hairs from the body, which is not allowed. Okay, so now, but he does explain. He brings down on the bottom from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He does say that. In a case in time when it's mitzar, let's say a person has a band-aid and it hurts them and the way it's sitting or they have to, whatever the case is, they have to wash the wound or whatever it is, but it hurts them and it's mitzar them and they have to pull off the band-aid to get to the wound or they have to pull off the band-aid so that it'll feel better so it won't be hurting them. Many times person has a type of a cut or whatever where the band-aid is just it's starting to get in the way and it's starting to irritate or it's starting to hurt the person. So he says, he brings on the bottom in Ha'ara number Ayin Ches, again in the new Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas, Ha'ara number Ayin Ches, that if it's talking the person's mitzvah and it's hurting them, nearer the show, he says it would be allowed to pull off this band-aid or bandage that's stuck on in a place whereby there's hairs. And thereby, you're going to be pulling out hairs, right? It's stuck onto, let's say, a person's arm straight, and it's just on the arm, and I pull it off, it's going to be having hairs, right? The cave in the Talisha says, Sa'aris, why? Because when you're pulling out these hairs, he says, it's really, number one, it's kalachiyad. There's not the regular way of pulling out hairs. You don't pull out, let's say, I want to pull out hairs from my arm, I'll stick a band-aid on and pull it out. That's not a pull out of hairs, so it's really done kalachiyad, in a backhanded type of way. It's not the regular way, number one. Number two, it's makalkel, it's a form of destruction. Nobody wants to pull hairs out of their body. And it's also what we call psikreshet leinichle. Good, it'll happen automatically. Inevitably, it's going to happen, but it's leinichle. Nobody wants it. So you have a psikreshet leinichle, makalkal, kalachiyad, psikreshet leinichle with two drabbanon. So be it as it may, we don't want to get too lumdish over here. Bottom line is, he does bring Shemati Meagam Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that when one is mistai, one is, it's hurting them, bothering them. This band-aid then to pull it off, even though inevitably hairs will be pulled out with it, one would be allowed to. So brings down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Okay, just to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home, how he brings it down on page 165. That's where he brings the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. That's where we quoted it from. Okay, but he brings like this, just to read over the English section, so we have it 1, 2, 3. He says, it's forbidden, again on page 165, it's forbidden, it's usur to pull a band-aid off a hairy part of the body. the back of the hand or whatever. It just gives an example. Any day, a leg, right? A person whereby this person has hair in that area, it's forbidden to pull off a bandaid, just stump to pull it off, because of the fact on Shabbos, since some hair will inevitably come out in the process of one pulling it off. But now he brings the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and he says, if a bandaid must be removed, he says if a band-aid must be removed because it's causing pain, right? Because an ointment or something has to be applied in a case in time where ointment could be applied. Let's say somebody, in general, we say we dab on ointments. Unless you're dealing with a question of infection. But in general, when using an ointment, we've spoken about in the past, a thicker ointment, you just dab it. You can't do it using a smearing aspect, a smearing motion. In other words, side to side cannot be done with thicker ointments or cream. But dabbing on is how it's supposed to be done. If a band-aid must be removed because, let's say, it's causing pain or because of an ointment, or ointment must be applied to the wound or whatever, he brings down also possibly because of mikvah. So he says in those cases, a goy should be asked to remove the band-aid. If no goy is available, if no Gentile is available, he says it is allowed to remove the band-aid carefully, to remove it carefully, and if possible, to remove it, slowly, not to pull out the hairs, if it's possible, as much as possible. And if a case in time and a person gets stuck, they would be allowed to remove the band-aid. So it brings down the, again, like we saw from Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Psikreshet Le'nichle, Kalachiyad, Makalkel, and so on. Okay, just real quickly to read from the Sefer. They're basically quoting the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. He said that way in general that, like we mentioned, but first to try if one has a guy available. To try and call a guy, because we always want to keep in mind by a guy, if there's a guy available. By a guy in general, we say there's no psikreshet. In other words, I'm pulling off the band-aid. I don't want to pull out my hair. Right, I'm just pulling off the band, but inevitably hair will be pulled out of the body, which is geize. So secretion, we say in general, does not apply to a guy. So that's the reason. So just at the end of, he says one must be careful. He brings this down on page 354. One must be careful not to remove a band-aid if it is placed on top of any hair. But he could ask. He may ask a non-Jew, right? He could ask a guy because of the fact it's by psikreshet. We say there's no problem by a guy. Another solution is, which is actually brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, is to prepare. If one knows they'll have to be removing this band-aid on Shabbos for whatever reason, to prepare on Shabbos medical liquid that loosens the band-aids and pour it on the area on Shabbos. If that was a person knew that they would have to remove it, so that is another thing to do. Medical liquid. To loosen the band-aid and pour it in there. But in case in time, again, the bottom line is, like we saw, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says himself, and Rav Simcha Benim Kohn Shlita brings down in the Shabbos home, if no Gentile, no guy is available, one is permitted to remove the band-aid carefully, just to be careful, because a lot of times it starts to hurt a person in the middle, and they didn't prepare, they couldn't prepare liquids before, they didn't know it was going to bother, they just have to take it off, or whatever the case is, various different cases, but if a person's bistar, and it's hurting them, so we saw there's room to be Michael. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Baruch, Kol Tov.